Om Shanti. 22nd December 2018, Saturday. The blessing from Sakar Murli is, may you be a constantly contented soul who remains happy, who remains free from the illness of body and mind with blessings, dua and medicine, dawa. Even if the body is sometimes not well, do not let your mind become disturbed by any illness of the body. Constantly continue to dance in happiness and your body will become fine. Make your body work with the happiness of your mind and you will exercise both. Happiness is the blessing and exercise is the medicine. So with both the blessing and the medicine, you will become free from illness of the body and mind. With happiness, you will forget your pain. In order to be constantly content with your body and mind, do not think too much. By thinking too much, time is wasted and your happiness disappears. So there are two things: happiness and health. Physical health. Is it so that happy people are more healthier and unhappy people are diseased? And if yes, how is happiness make somebody healthier than the other who is not happy? How happiness is linked with health? Any conjecture, any guess? How happiness leads to health? Happy people are more enthusiastic. Okay. So what enthusiasm has to do with health? They do everything willingly. Okay. So,
happiness creates
good hormones. Okay.
Emotions have connected
with our body. Yeah. So this field is known as, in psychology, positive psychology. This is a new branch of psychology. There's one professor, Martin Seligman, who has worked extensively on this new branch of psychology, which is known as positive psychology. It wasn't there before. It's a new term which has been coined, positive psychology. And the maximum work is done by Seligman on this. So, when somebody is happy, though happiness is not, there are various connections of happiness and health. One of the connections is that, one of the suppositions, assumption, or theory, or studies, happy people will take care of themselves in a better manner. If a person is happy, he will take care of his health, he will take care of personal hygiene, he will take care of exercise, eating, food, everything. He is self-conscious. He is health conscious here. He knows that he is happy, automatically all things he does, all the habits he forms, they are conducive to good health. So automatically all things which he does leads to health. This is one of the things about happiness and health, that happy people would take care of themselves in a better manner. This is the first thing. Second thing, happiness itself has been shown to have effect on various systems of the body, like cardiovascular system, immunological system, healing process, hormones. So happiness itself has, because of positive emotions, it has got a lot of effect on the body and the systems and the different functionings of the body. Other thing is that these are all some of the assumptions which studies are still going on. and that at the end of chromosomes there is telomere. This telomere, it increases the size of this telomere at the end of chromosome, which shortens with age. But they say that a lot of studies are still needed for this. Then many things about happiness is that what happiness depends upon, that also has very much relationship with health. There are studies which have found that in some country people are not very rich and they have been given basic facilities and they experience higher level of happiness. Then on top of that, whatever you add, further their needs are fulfilled, they don't get much happier. So at after a level of things, a level of happiness comes. In psychology they call it hedonic treadmill. Hedonic treadmill. Hedonic treadmill says, if suppose a person is there, A, he is poor, he wins lottery, his happiness rises, okay? After some time, his happiness will come back to the same level where he was. Getting lottery will give only temporary happiness, though he has become rich here at another point of time. But his happiness after some time is the same as it was before. So he has come to the same level of happiness. This has been seen many times. You want to achieve something, okay? So you get that. After that, your happiness is back to the same level where it was before, when the thing was not there. This is known as hedonic treadmill. So this is also an important principle of happiness. So health, and before that is happiness, and before that is what happiness depends upon. There are studies which have shown that happiness doesn't depend on wealth. And some studies have counteracted that effect. There are studies which have shown, scientific studies, and actually these are not those studies like medical studies, they are observational studies. So there are a lot of biases and a lot of prejudices attached with such studies. For example, children, are they source of happiness? Children, don't forget spirituality. I'm talking just observational studies. It has been shown that when children are born, parents are very happy. But later on, these very children are very causes of stress. Their studies, their finances, and their fights and emotional disturbances. And it is said that happiness disappears when first child comes. And happiness comes back when the last child leaves the home. So the moment the son is born, happiness disappears. And the moment the last child leaves the home, happiness comes back. This is some of the observational studies which have been done by different universities around the world. So they have concluded that no, happiness doesn't depend on children. There's another study on youth. They say that youth, earlier it is said that when one is youth, with one becomes young, happiness increases. But then studies have gone against this. They have said that when one is youth, he is restless. Happiness is not there. When he becomes adult, gradually the happiness comes and he understands many things of life, then the happiness comes. So that's why happiness doesn't depend on youth also. So these three things are there. Money, they have said, again hedonic treadmill phenomenon, that after some time, your happiness comes to the same level what it was before. And then regarding this, marriage or children, that also is like that. And even youth, that also is not the cause, source of happiness. So though these are the people who have done these studies, they are not spiritual people and they do not believe so much in all the spiritual principles, or rather they are unaware of this. So they keep on doing these studies to find out the ultimate source of happiness. What is happiness? Where is happiness? And how happiness is influencing health? Now when I say that happiness, happy people are healthier, even some studies are against that. Some person is smoking every day and he lives till 80 years of age. Another person who never smokes, at the age of 40 he gets cancer and dies. Now it's what to say. There are young people who have got cancers. So there are many things which are not explained exactly. We are saying these are the causes of illnesses, diseases, but then all people do not suffer. And there is a genetic predisposition also. But again, then in the same family also all people don't suffer. Only few suffer, only few contract the illness. So there is a lot of variations. So, Baba is saying, two things, happiness and exercise. Exercise is like medicine, dawa, and happiness is like dua, blessing. So with these two things, you can remain healthy. And unhappy person will never exercise. For exercise, yoga, pranayama and all those things, mind has to be happy. Have you ever seen a depressed person doing yogasana? Not possible. Have you ever seen an angry, violent and terrorist eating fruits and enjoying? Less likely. Less likely. Yeah, it's a catch-22 situation. But then, it's other way around also. Only happy people exercise. Though happiness will increase your level, happiness hormones, your exercise will increase your happiness hormones. It's both things. But getting up early in the morning, doing exercise, going for jogging, you know, a depressed person, will he be able to do this? It's hardly, highly unlikely. He will like to sleep all the time, or he will not get sleep. Insomnia or sleepless, or too much sleep, somnolence. Two things will happen. But then yes, still, this has got a lot of effect. Exercise, it energizes the body, fills it with enthusiasm, all the muscles are, and everything is charged. And new thinking, new thoughts. Exercise has got some other effects also. As one of the American author has written in his autobiography, that once when he was angry with his father and whole night there was a quarrel, whole night they were fighting, and early in the morning the son said, the author, the psychologist, he said, I cannot stay with you anymore. Either you will stay or I. So how will father leave? So he ultimately decides that I am going, I don't want anything what you have. And he leaves the home. And it is early morning, wee hours of the morning. And while walking, he understands that he doesn't have any money. Because he has gone with anger. He doesn't have any money, so he started walking. So it's a morning time. Birds are chirping and the sun is about to arise. And the sweet and the smooth breeze around, and the fragrance of the flower, and the beautiful scenery, and the beautiful nature. And whilst walking, he goes on walking for 1, 2, 3, 5 kilometers. And after some time he realizes, I am at fault. It's not my father's fault. It's I who is wrong. And he traces back his steps to his home, to seek pardon. So this is benefits of walking. One of the result of walking. So when you do exercise, or when you go for walking, or when you do any sort of physical movements or exercise, automatically many things happen in the body. And that will augment your happiness. So it is, happiness is actually a reinforcement for happiness. Definitely it's both way, right? So Sometimes they forcefully do. They may get happy for some time even by doing it forcefully. Yeah, by doing forcefully also they might get happy for some time. But the real happiness is not just a physical health. There are people who don't have any problems, but yet they are unhappy. There are people who don't have any mental issues also. They don't suffer from any psychiatric illnesses. They are physically healthy, they are mentally healthy, and socially they have a very good status. They are amicable. They mix freely with everyone. And they enjoy well-to-do status in the society. People respect them. And everything is nice, but yet they are vacant. There is a spiritual vacuum. Unless and until that spiritual vacuum is filled, there is no happiness. So happiness has got so many dimensions. And so many effects also. And since as a student of the spiritual university, we also know that there is something known as karmic account also. Somebody might be very much happy, very young, doing exercise, eating proper, optimal diet, and yet he falls sick, and incurable disease, unbearable pain, and a very, very harsh karmic account. Even such a thing is seen. So, there is not one particular thing we can put your finger at, but there are multiple things. So, Baba is saying, now here's something else. Even if the body is sometimes not well. Now Baba is talking of illness. Okay? Now one is sick. One is sick. Let not your mind become disturbed by any illnesses of the body. In the face of adversities or sickness, illness, disease, to keep the mind happy. This is a great task. Because we become 100% body conscious. For example, somebody is having fever of 104. Can you become soul conscious and remember the Father? Your head is heavy and you are having fever. Okay? Now remember the Father. Avyabhichari. Unadulterated remembrance. So, you know, the real test of the yogi is during the times of illness. We have seen that the greatest of the yogis, they shook at the time of sickness. To remain unshakable during the times of illness is a great test, and it needs a lot of practice. It's only few dadis whom we have seen, they remain totally detached from the body. Totally detached. There was a Palu Dadi here from Sangam Bhavan. There was Shantamani Dadi, Manorindra Dadi. These all dadis we have seen from Prakashmani Dadi and many others. They were totally detached from the body. We are pricking them, doing this procedure, that procedure. But as if they were totally detached, away from the world of this body. So even if the body is sick, let not mind become disturbed. So mind should be filled with lot of positive thoughts and lot of thoughts of drama. Constantly continue to dance in happiness. And your body will become fine. Continuously dance in happiness and the body will become fine. So when you get temperature, fever of 103, start dancing in happiness. Okay? Okay. Make your body work with the happiness of your mind and you will exercise both. Happiness is the blessing. Happiness is dua. And exercise is the medicine. Both things are needed. So there are some studies. There are two patients. And one person is having the same disease, one is happy, another is unhappy. The chances of recovery is faster. Or the recovery is faster in a patient who is happy. Because of many things, positive outlook, his positive thoughts. And naturally an unhappy person will be stressed, in tension, negative thoughts, negative attitude, complaining about everything. He is not liking anything, he doesn't like bed, he wants to change the bed. When the bed is changed, he is not happy with the AC because that is not working. When the AC is changed, he is not happy with the housekeeping staff who don't come at proper time. And then when even if that is given, he is not happy with the cleanliness there. And even if that is there, he is not happy with the nursing staff because they made some delays in giving the treatment. And then even if that is there, he is not happy with the treatment which is given. And then he is not happy with the doctors and their talks and their words and their behavior. So it's a deep sanskar of contentment. Tomorrow's complete murli is on contentment. What contentment does. So, such a person, he will take more time to recover. Because of all this mesh of snare of a web of unhappy thoughts. So that's why Baba says, become happy and get free from the illness of the body. With happiness you will forget your pain. So happiness, is it a painkiller? Sometimes. How come sometimes? A mother, she gets some injury, okay? And at the same time her son is sick. And she is busy in taking care of him and she is totally forgetful of her pain. Because she or her son has come from abroad after many years and she had severe headache and she was sitting with it. And suddenly the son comes and her pain has disappeared. How come? That means happiness is a painkiller. Sometimes. But happiness has to be too much that time. Smaller happiness will not do. Great intoxication is needed. You know the players, there was a study and football players and it was shown that there is a person who is playing football. It's a final match, international match and the person got hit and is bleeding. But he continues playing for another half an hour with no pain. The match gets over, he wins and after that he says, oh, I am having pain here. It's bleeding. There's a huge pain, lot of pain, immense pain. But while she was playing, pain was not there. Even the wound was there and it was bleeding, but pain was not there. So pain depends on our attention. If I am having pain, but if you can divert my mind from that pain to something else, I will not feel the pain. It is not about sensitivity to pain, it is about attention. Where the attention is. If one is thought, lost in thought, and even if the mosquito comes and bites, he is unaware because he is so much lost in thought. You know, sometimes in lovers it happens. Sometimes a person is awake, eyes open, and lost in thought, and 2-3 people have gone from there, and he doesn't know who has gone. And somebody is speaking and he is not hearing. Ears are there but he doesn't hear. He is lost so much in thought. So it is not the ears which hear. It is not the senses. These are the senses are outside. Soul is here. When soul is attached to something and attention is here, this thing will not happen. In the similar manner here, in order to be constantly, Baba says, with happiness you will forget your pain. So happiness is such a thing that fills the mind. So it's very important to find out what are the thieves that steal away our happiness. And last thing, in order to be constantly content with your body and mind, do not think too much. Overthinking, we have done a lot of things here in this classes also. By thinking too much, what happens? Overthinking, time waste and happiness disappears. But to avoid overthinking, thinking is needed. And I have to think less. If you can do overthinking on this, how to avoid overthinking, probably one can get rid of overthinking. But for that one has to overthink about overthinking. Okay. So happiness and health. Try to find out more connections. Happiness and health. How these two things are related and how happiness can become a painkiller. How with happiness we can avoid, we can get rid of pain. Not just the physical pain but the mental pain as well. So, and try to find out what takes away my happiness. Om Shanti.